Today on Press TV, Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah condemns the deadly blast in Beirut as a despicable act aiming to destroy the country's national unity. Iran also denounces the attack, saying Lebanon's enemies want to create a new sedition by targeting all political factions. The explosion killed six people, including senior political figure Mohammed Shatta. Turkish police have attacked anti-government protesters with water cannons, tear gas and plastic bullets in Istanbul. The angry protesters were calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his government. More than 30 people were arrested in the clashes around Istanbul's Taksim Square. South Sudan has said it's ready to immediately end fighting with rebels. South Sudan said it will release most politicians arrested over an alleged coup plot. East African states urged rebel leader Meck Rochard to do likewise. 2 weeks of fighting has left hundreds dead and thousands displaced in South Sudan. The Pentagon is reporting a sharp rise in the number of sexual assaults in the U.S. military. The U.S. Defense Department says the rate rose nearly 50% in 2013 compared to 2012. There were over 5,000 reports of sexual assaults, but the true figure is definitely higher because most victims choose not to report. A federal judge in the U.S. has ruled that Washington's spying activities on U.S. citizens are legal. New York District Judge William Pauley made the ruling in response to the American Civil Liberties Union's lawsuit against the NSA. Judge Pauley described NSA's phone tapping as valuable for countering, quote, terrorism. An estimated 1.3 million U.S. residents are set to lose their unemployment benefits on Saturday. That's happening because Congress failed to extend unemployment insurance for long-term jobless. Analysts warn that the U.S. economy may suffer due to a decrease in consumer spending after the benefit cuts. Strong storms continue to pound Britain and Ireland, with thousands of homes expected to remain without power for the weekend. The storms have also caused further disruption to transport and the power network, and about 50 flood warnings remain in effect in England, Wales and Scotland. The director of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says the Arak heavy water reactor cannot produce plutonium used in nuclear bombs. Ali Akbar Ali says the plutonium remains in the reactor's core for 1 year, while the material used for nuclear weapons cannot remain there for over 4 weeks. Those are the latest here on Press TV.